Coach, your team took 8 penalties for a total of 50 yards, including several holding penalties. Mm-hmm. How do you plan on addressing this in practice?
Well, technique, that's really all it is, right? And then as you get tired, your technique sometimes wanes. So this is the first game we've had that's been a bad penalty fest. You know, 8 is a lot, especially when you're, you know, we're the style of play. We can't afford 2nd and 15, you know, 3rd and 15s. So that hurts us. So we'll address it, work on our technique, and then as we get tired, we got to continue to focus on that technique so we don't have to hold.
Your offense seemed to pick it up in the second half. After going scoreless and a disappointing 0-for-5 on third downs in the first half, you were able to pick it up in the second half, going 4-for-7 on third downs and adding 2 touchdowns. What can you attribute to this change?
We ran the football a little bit better in the second half and put us in better yardage situations, right? We didn't have early in the game, we didn't run it quite as well or maybe quite as much as we needed to, and so we had some longer yardage on third down. And then if you got 3rd and 2s, 3rd and 3s, it's a lot easier to make them 3rd and 7s, 3rd and 8s. Mm-hmm.
And what positive takeaways do you have heading into next week's game against Monroe?
Well, number one, our effort was fantastic. There wasn't a lot of quit. We did get worn down, but I didn't feel like it got negative. So that's good. It's a really good bunch. It's a really young team. You know, I've had 4 seniors, just a handful of juniors, and mostly sophomores. So, you know, the experience they're getting playing against a big physical team like that will work wonders. It's a game of physical maturity, and they've got a little bit more size and strength than we do in some spots, and it paid off for them.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, buddy, appreciate it. Thank you. Come anytime.